On behalf of an oral history program at Century High School, the interviewee is Don Montgomery. The interviewer is Kevin Kale. The interview took place at Century High School on May 27th at 9 o'clock. My first question is, how long have you been working with the school and what did you do?
I've been at Century High School since we opened in 1997-98 school year, and I started as assistant principal. Mm-hmm. And I was assistant principal for 2 years, and I've been principal since then, so the last 6 years.
Okay. So what kind of crime or violence have you seen or dealt with within those years?
Golly, just a little bit of everything, to be honest with you. We had a very rough opening at Century. It was the first time that the high schools had ninth graders. So all the ninth graders had moved up from what at that time was the junior highs. Mm-hmm. And it, with the opening of the new high school, we had students coming from Glen Coast, students coming from Hill High, and ninth graders, and the combination of those three things made for a very tumultuous beginning. And it included some racial problems, some gang-related problems, some vandalism. It was a very difficult time. And in fact, we ended up hiring an extra vice principal. Mm-hmm. Because, why don't you turn that off 1 second, I'll get my... So what we ended up doing is we hired an extra assistant principal, and it was Ted Zare, who's, of course, the principal that's coming in from St. Helens. He was here the very first year, moved out of the classroom as a math teacher into an assistant principal position. Because because we had so many problems with students and just having difficulties with each other within the school year.
So before we had less security, it's like no cameras and all that, did you find it really difficult to solve these problems?
It took so much time. The difference that it's made, not only to have extra personnel, to have security. Now we've had security since we opened, mm-hmm. So Hillsborough hasn't always had security in there on the campuses, mm-hmm. But we had one security person online and then added another after that. And so we've always had some security support since I've been mm-hmm. principal. But actually also as assistant principal, I've been in this district 11 years. But the cameras have made a huge difference. Now, we didn't have cameras when I was assistant principal, mm-hmm. unfortunately, so all of that investigation took quite a bit of time. It's really helped keep the building secure.
All right, with the cameras, do you see a decrease in violence or vandalism?
I think we definitely see a decrease because it's much easier to catch mm-hmm. who's responsible for theft. Mm-hmm. Theft is an issue, is a crime that's really reduced as well because we have, you know, we had one order of cameras that mm-hmm. came in 3 years ago, and then we had another order that came in a year ago, mm-hmm. and those extra cameras made a huge difference to us to be able to really see the spots that we weren't able to cover in terms of, you know, students getting into locker rooms. Now mm-hmm. we have them outside of the doors. But a locker room is a place where we have a lot of, you know, we often have incidents of theft. In the library, students would leave their backpacks in there, and now, you know, somebody's getting in a backpack that's stored there, we're able to see it on camera, so it's really reduced crime.
After you said that was a pretty big one, what do you think is a big crime right now that kids are involved in?
Drugs and alcohol.
Drugs and alcohol at school. or just generally?
Well, generally and at school. At the beginning of the year, it's usually more prevalent at school. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of students are testing out the system to see what they can get away with. But, and so we did see alcohol coming in Coke bottles, etc., mm-hmm. into the classroom and into school. But, you know, I believe that use of drugs and alcohol continue to be an issue for kids that keeps, you know, them from being successful and continues to be a problem. The other piece is probably vandalism. We still have some problems with graffiti and locker in inside the restrooms and other spots. Mm-hmm. That's decreased because of the cameras as well, though.
How do you think Century compares to other schools as in violence and vandalism?
I don't think there's more of any of mm-hmm. those in our building. We have had a lot of suspensions this year. I think attendance is not quite the same kind of a crime, but attendance is a huge issue for Century, and mm-hmm. I think we've seen an increase in discipline issues related to attendance this year. And whether that's, I think it's related to our schedule, mm-hmm. and for juniors and seniors who don't have full day schedules, they tend to, you know, come less and less mm-hmm. and be less engaged in school. I think that's a problem. And, our JAG Read program, while I believe really is helpful to students getting reading time, and that's important, has, because it's not a graded class, ends up being another area where we have some attendance issues.
If you could divide violence within our school in racial categories, what do you think is the, or is it pretty much even across the board?
No, there's no question. In fact, we do see, percentage-wise, we see more of our Hispanic students, the percentage of Hispanic students. In fact, I have some. I'll look for it when mm-hmm. we're finished. I'll look for some data to give you about the actual percentage of suspensions and expulsions mm-hmm. related to the percentage of population. And, you know, it's larger for our Hispanic population than it is for any other, you know, comparative racial group in our school, and that's the same across the district. It's not just a Century, and that's an issue we need to work on as a district, we need to work on as a building. We need some preventative programs and measures to help us work with our Hispanic kids in terms of attendance, in terms of gang-related involvement in issues at school. And, you know, those two mm-hmm. are probably the main factors.
Do you think that because of the huge increase of Hispanic population has done that, or?
In Hillsborough?
Mm-hmm, in Hillsborough, since
well,
it has increased by a lot.
The increase has definitely occurred in Hillsborough over the last 10, 15 years, and across the state, we're seeing the same issues, that mm-hmm. the percentage, there was just an article in Oregonian recently mm-hmm. about the percentage of attendance, of discipline related to Hispanic students mm-hmm. is higher in many districts in around the state, not just in Hillsborough. And, you know, I think it points to the fact that we're not meeting the needs of those families and mm-hmm. those students like we need to be able to address.
During your past few years of being a principal and a vice principal, how have you seen school violence change?
You know, it's interesting you mention that, and it makes me think that reminds me that I have been in this building and an administrator since Columbine, mm-hmm. since Springfield. And those two incidents have affected and changed school and changed school security. Our cameras came in after that. We had a bond measure that helped us put the cameras in mm-hmm. and put preventative measures in terms of safety and security across the whole district. And I think those were very frightening incidents that have affected all of us around our country. And to be honest, I think it's reduced. I think we see a lot less violence and a lot less crime on school campuses, partially because we're taking a lot more stringent measures when we do see issues. Mm-hmm. Our school resource officers, we work so closely with them and with the Hillsborough Police Department, and that relationship has really helped us put some teeth into issues that, you know, that we've seen in the schools. So I think it's reduced.
Okay.
Well, you said before that drug had been a problem. Is it to that extent that's on the top of the list? Because some of the police reports saying that drugs has been one of the leading problems for many years, but just hasn't came out into the public, like for people to actually know about. What do you think?
I agree. I think drugs have been a problem in our culture and in our schools, mm-hmm. you know, since I was in high school, not as many years ago. But the problem today is that it's affecting our families and our students in a more serious way because of two things. One is the strength of the drugs that kids are and families are using, that they have access to. And the other is, I think, the meth problem.
Oh, yes.
And I think, you know, in fact, there's a lot of information coming out from our police department, and there's a new film that they're just airing. This might be really good for you guys to take a look at. I have a flyer. I'll give you a copy before I leave. On, it's called Crystal Palace or something, and it's an information piece for the community around how meth has affected Hillsborough, and it's the seriousness of families and it in family use, and how parents are not able to care for kids, and the lack of supervision that it provides for not just, of course, high school kids, mm-hmm. but for younger kids is a real problem. We have also seen some of our own students become addicted and they have serious, I mean, they disappear from our schools if they start to become users because it's just so severe in terms of its impact on, you know, on students.
Mm-hmm. I heard from one of the interview that they train teachers to detect kids that are actually on drugs when they come to school. Like, they teach you how to, what marijuana and stuff smells like and how their facial reaction would be if they used it. Is that true? And do you think it works?
I think it's really important that all the adults in the schools have an awareness of drugs and alcohol use, and, you know, as well as gang mm-hmm. information. This year we kind of focused more on gang-related information and some training for our staff. But in the past we have done some training on drugs and alcohol. I think we need to do more
mm-hmm.
so that, you know, the staff are able to detect when a student is coming intoxicated to school mm-hmm. or, you know, under the influence when they come to their classes. And I think that's an important piece, and we need to do more of it.
How has school and police relations changed in the past 25 years?
Well, I can't speak to 25 years, worth, but 11 years that I've been in this district, it's improved. It used to be, I'd say, except in the last 5 years, has definitely improved, that school sort of dealt with any crimes that happened separately from mm-hmm. the police department, and only on the most serious of issues would we get police involved. And I think that's changed a lot in the last 5 to 10 years, because we're now taking a much more serious, making more serious consequences for students when there are any kind of crimes that occur in the school. An example would be any sort of weapon that comes in the school. We have federal laws now that affect what we do if a student brings an arm to school, and any kind of arms to school. And We also, in terms of drugs and alcohol, try to charge students if they're involved as minors in the school. And that used to totally be dealt with outside of the law. Or you know, we just would have a school consequence and wouldn't necessarily involve charges. And we've really taken a different look at that and felt like the best way for families and students to get some support and some help is if we press charges and we get police involvement in those situations. So those relationships have really improved and actually helped us a lot.
Since when did police actually stay at school and like kind of worked at one school each?
They still don't work at one school each, unfortunately. We share our school resource officer with Liberty and with Brown,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes with elementaries too when they do training, DARE training, and that kind of other workshops. So ideally, it would be great if we had, you know, one officer, but we've never had that much time with our resource officers. But it's increased, and in, like I say, that relationship's improved and been more conducive to prevention over the last, you know, even the last 5 years, that's increased and improved. And we've seen more resource officers in Hillsborough working with the schools.
Back to the DARE program, do you think that what the officers teach at elementary school is really helpful to delay the temptation of actually using drugs and alcohol?
I think it works for a lot of students. I think the education piece is so important, and they need to get it wherever they can.
Mm-hmm.
They need to get it from school. They need to get it from police officers so that they can get, you know, a perspective and get a relationship with the police at a young age, so they know that, you know, our officers are there to support us and help us and keep us safe. And the other piece that I think is really important, that's almost a place where we need to grow and improve, is our education of our families. For example, we're going to meet with our freshman parents right at the beginning of the school year and do a drug alcohol prevention meeting with parents. We hope all of our new freshman parents will be here before their kids start in our high school so that we can help educate them about what to look for in terms of drugs and alcohol when their students are using, or how to deal with teenagers and you know, some of the issues that they go through as they're going through high school, and how they can recognize when they need help. And we hope that will help, and we think we need to do more of that.
Is there any place that kids, students outside of freshmen can turn to if they use drug and alcohol and they need some serious help inside the school?
That's a good question. Yes. A couple of resources. Our counselors, we have four counselors for our student body population of 1,500. Certainly not enough, but it's one start. On top of that, we have we contract as a district with Youth Contact.
Mm-hmm.
And Youth Contact provides us Carol Schallberger, who is our drug alcohol liaison, and she helps us a lot with individuals that, for example, if a student has had an incident where they've been involved with drugs and alcohol in school,
mm-hmm.
or in a school-related activity, we strongly recommend and require that before the student come back that they have an evaluation. We're working on a program that would be more of a long-term sort of relationship and some group work with a counselor to help with screening and support for students that are having issues. So there are places, and they also do some outside references for resources.
Okay. Have you yourself in your personal life outside of the school have experienced or seen domestic crime?
My personal life, you know, I'm aware of it. It hasn't necessarily affected me personally, mm-hmm. but I certainly see the results of it, not only at school, but, you know, in society and, you know, in some places in my own family, etc., where, you know, certainly there's an issue and a need for us to educate all women and men to protect themselves and to stand up for themselves and you know, to not tolerate abusive relationships mm-hmm. of any kind.
Is there anything else you would like to add to it, like any stories or?
That's a really great question. I was just trying to think of what other kind of changes that we've seen. I think our population, our student population, is very knowledgeable. I think the education's really helping at the younger grades mm-hmm. about drugs and alcohol and safety, because mm-hmm. I think students are very aware of what goes on. And one of the improvements I'd really like to see us make as a district and as a school is to use those, to have a forum of students that work together with the adults to help us with prevention ideas mm-hmm. and supports for students that need it. I think the eyes and ears of our youth are so important to work together as a community of adults and students that see some of the problems that we have in, the school's a microcosm of our society. And if we can have, we can all be working together to try to make it a better place mm-hmm. in terms of safety, in terms of substance abuse, and, we can use the students' knowledge and what they see going on in our school and in our communities as a way to help us do some more work in prevention. I think that's a place where we're really lacking some real resources is working together with teenagers to help us, help each other.
Working with those teenagers, have there been teenagers that have helped you guys, like maybe solve some violence issues or have seen people do drugs in the lockers or whatever?
Absolutely. We very strongly rely on students who know when something goes on that's unsafe, mm-hmm. either to a student or to the school. Well, they will come and report it. And that's so important that everybody knows, it's not a place where you say, well, I'm not going to get involved. It's mm-hmm. important that we all get involved. And another area where we really see a lot of student support is with our mentor program, JAG Crew, mm-hmm. programs of JAG Crew, as well as Carol Schauberger runs our, mentor program, what do we call that? Youth peer leaders. I'll think of the name of it here after you turn off the tape, but I can't say that it has the word peer in it. And the peers get trained mm-hmm. to work with other students, to be the eyes and ears in our school, and help with drug alcohol prevention programs and diversity week programs and ways for us to continue to work on working on our racial issues. We have an Understanding Racism Foundation, which we've trained students and some staff members to help us with issues of racism that we need to acknowledge and we need to get right on top of, because I think that ends up causing a lot of the problems that we have as a community when we don't understand each other and we don't work together and we don't recognize issues of racism. Mm-hmm. It ends up causing some other crimes. And this foundation work has really, I think, helped adults as well as students sort of be more aware.
I just got one question off the top of my head that I just thought of. Since the recent incident about gangs, has that been changed at all? Or
recent incident? Are you
like in the cafeteria, there was a beat up, and mm-hmm. there was, mm-hmm. and people are thinking that it was a gang involved. Mm-hmm. What do you think about it?
Well, I can't speak about a specific issue at mm-hmm. school because students' rights are protected.
Yeah, of course.
But I will acknowledge that there were some gang-related, it had some gang-related problems mm-hmm. with it and the cause of it, and we jumped on that right away, And you know, since then, it hasn't, you know, nothing's happened related to that that we're aware of in the school.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there have been some other outside incidents in the community that may be related to the same gangs, but we haven't seen it come back in the school. But we've got our eyes and ears open because we think it's really important.
Well, do you think the gang and violence is a big issue in the school, or do we have a problem, or no?
Well, I think we do. I mean, I think the issues, as they stir up outside in the community, end up coming back into the school. We stay in regular contact with the gang resources, mm-hmm. with the police department in Hillsborough, and they tell us that it's more of a wannabe sort of issue. It's not a true gang infestation into Hillsborough, mm-hmm. that's cooking up issues. It's more of a affiliation, sort of wannabes,
mm-hmm.
you know, sort of acting out some of the things that they see and, mm-hmm. and hear about. And so the issue may not be as big as it is in other cities like Damavium and in downtown Portland, or certainly in,
uh-huh.
in Los Angeles. But, you know, I think we need to stay on top of it.
Okay. That's all my questions.
Peer mentors.
Mentorship
program. That's what I was trying
okay.
to remember. I couldn't think of it.
All right. I'm guessing that should be about it. That's all I really wanted to know.
Great.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That you have?
Okay. I hope that.
Yeah, that does, because we didn't have very many people that were involved with the school to actually interview.
Yeah.